Hello, gentlemen. This is part two of why lots of women are going homeless in 2020, and I'm going to get into more detail, like the last video, as to how it's going to affect them. Right now, we have a massive migration of California left-wing loonbags invading Middle West cities, overbidding the property well beyond what they can make or what they can afford, causing hyperinflation, overpriced rent, and overpriced property. The results of that is homelessness and crime in many areas of the Midwest that is coming in the future in very high levels. Example, here in Kansas City, where I live, in 3 years, rent for a one-bedroom has gone from just under $500 a month to $800 a month because of the invasion of these California loonbags who don't have an idea of what the value of a rent or a house is. They just figure they're doing this because they're trying to get women. They want to get the biggest and fanciest house to impress a girl for the purpose of that. Now, what is so bad about this? I'm going to tell you what's bad about this. Eventually, we're going to have a massive collapse of these prices, and these people are going to be underwater in their house. So you got all these women with these ridiculous demands for extremely big houses that the guys cannot remotely afford. Then, when the guy can't pay for it, or the price goes under, guess what? She dumps him and tries to go monkey branching. Well, this time around, there won't be any monkey branching options because these California cucks are going around overbidding houses all over the Midwest now, and there won't be any place to live because there'll be no place you can afford to live. The results are a lot of women are going homeless. These women know the game. They realize these men can't afford these homes, but they want that quick high, that quick immediate nice fancy living that they can't afford or pay for themselves. It shows what children most women are. Very unrealistic demands, living in a child's mind, expecting everybody else to cover them and save them from their situation. When I lived in Houston, Texas in 2007 and 2008, I used to walk around to the retail stores and hear about these retail sales workers making less than 10 bucks an hour, bragging about their $150,000 to $250,000 home. I'd walk up to them and say, "How can you afford this?" "Oh, I got a wife, she pays too." I said, "I make more than both of you combined. How can you afford this?" And of course, they would go silent after that, and just walk away and shut down the conversation. This happened well over 100 times where I had this survey question all over Houston. And to this day, I never understood till I realized you have these cuck guys trying to impress these women and marry these women to buy homes they can't afford just to get womaned. We got a bunch of super cucks here, as they'd say. I just read about a guy in Canada who bought a home less than a year ago. Now, he's underwater $467,000. I kid you not. And guess what? She dumped him. Like most women, they don't want to take responsibility for their actions. They want the men to. If it doesn't work out for them, they're just going to disappear and try to find another guy. But guess what? This time around, there won't be any options for that because nobody will be able to afford to pay the rent or the mortgages on these homes at these continued overbidding on the prices by these locusts that are coming from California, overbidding homes all over these other states. Earlier in 2018, as I live in Kansas City, I saw floods of traffic coming from California, California plates flooding in to Kansas City and guess where else? Lincoln, Nebraska. Overbidding homes with money they don't have. Lincoln, Nebraska is going to become a cesspool. Now, the current city that's being invaded by the West Coasters is Tulsa, Oklahoma. The invasion started 3 months ago. Real estate is about to go for a rocket ship there, and guess what's going to happen? It's going to displace all the people there. Now, why would you want to live in Tulsa, Oklahoma? I know why. The cow patty chucking contest or the pig calling contest. This is what's going on in many of these cities. They're destroying areas wherever they go. I had a commenter named John McAllister on another video from another place said, "It's a mix of stupidity, lots of stupid people out there, euphoria. Everybody and their dog keep talking about property all the time and fear of missing out. You got to stop this. It doesn't work. You can't have a fear of missing out. You're not going to miss out. All you're going to do is create a financial collapse of overpriced houses and overpriced rent. And another and final main reason why women are going to be homeless is the first people you laid off when the collapse of housing begins is women, because they're nowhere near as reliable, they're not as efficient, they're not as dependable or as intelligent as men. Just an ugly truth. So they're the first to go because they are called minority hires. They're hired because they have to hire them, not because they want to. When a business starts losing money due to the fact that housing is going to collapse, this is what's going to occur. Now, one of the reasons why this is going to occur is the fact that the people are using their houses as ATMs. And once the ATM machines have housing stops, guess what? Business will start laying these women off by the thousands, which means, guess what? Lots of homeless women coming in the future. You see, the sad part is most women view their children as a paycheck, as an income source. They do not view them as their children. It's a cold-blooded reality that many men know nowadays, and that's why they're staying away from you and not living with you and not having children with you. Here in Kansas City, there's a Target store I used to go to all the time. I stopped going because at 3 to 4 times a month, women would proposition me in the parking lot asking me for money, for gas, and all kinds of other things. Of course, I would never give them a penny, because here's the reality. As a man, if you were in trouble and you walked up to a woman, do you think she would help you? Hell no. So why would you want to help her? You need only look in the eyes of women. The only thing that women have feelings for is themselves. They are sociopaths. Look deep into their eyes and you will see that. You will see what's really going on in their mind and realize you don't need to help them. And when this homeless problem starts picking up in 2020, men, please, whatever you do, don't invite them into your apartment or your house. Because what they will do is scream rape or abuse to try to get you kicked out to take over your place. I guarantee you this is what they will do to you. Do not do it for any woman. The more desperate a woman, the more likely you are screwed. And do not become Captain Save-A-Ho. Please, don't help these women any way, shape, and form. They get all kinds of options, way more than you do. And please, guys, just go get a doll. Enjoy the great outdoors and enjoy your life. But you need to get away from these thoughts. You have no rights in marriage. You have no rights in divorce. You have no rights in anything, for that matter, family court, or anything like that. In fact, they can make all the false accusations they want at your job, and nothing really happens to them. So just get a doll. I'm working on getting my business set up for that. If my timing is not good for you, buy a doll from somebody else. But get a sex doll and get rid of these thoughts. I would like to add more to my last video about how hypergamous women are causing the retail collapse. They actually are. Let me explain. 80% of all retail purchases are still made at brick and mortar stores. Only 12% are made online. And it's just too inefficient. People don't want to wait that long. They want to drive down to a store and get their item. This is why this is not going to happen as far as the online affecting the retail stores. Another fact is Amazon is opening thousands of stores all over the country. And guess who they're not going to hire? Women. They're not going to be any people at the store. It's going to be automated stores. You're just going to grab your stuff and you go. The clerks will not be needed. So women will not have a backup when they need to make money when men have stopped dealing with them or living with them. And the final factor why these retail stores are closing is people are getting tapped on the ATM money they're withdrawing from their homes. As a result of that, that's another reason why these stores are not working anymore, because they're pulling money out of thin air that didn't exist to begin with. And stores like Walmart and Target will get devastated. Amazon's going to put them on a shish kebab stick. Many of these stores are broke because of loans that they've made over the years. They've had to shut down their stores. Have a good day, ladies, and I hope you enjoy your homelessness, which is coming next year. Bye-bye.